The Oracle is back!
Accurate topics, investment education, economic update, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension update, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.
Hello and welcome once again to another exciting moment when we enlighten you, we empower you, we inform you, we educate you about investment, about finances, and about life generally. Abayomi Obabolujo is my name. Please, you will do me a favor, call a friend, call a family member, call a colleague. Let them tune into this platform right now because it is going to be another explosive session on air. I will go on a short break. When I return, we'll be talking stocks, which is our area of expertise. Don't change this channel. I will be right back.
Fairhaven's Christian Center presents Youth in Leadership and Exploits Conference 2021. Theme: Emerging a Leader and Financial Giant. Speakers include Vincent Arifalo, Olumide Adeleye, Adeolu Akinyemi, Adedeji Ajadi. Date: Friday 24th to Sunday 26th September 2021. Venue: Chapel of Impartation, Fairhaven's Christian Center, 95 Ipaja Road, Sofunde Bus Stop, Okekoto, Agege, Lagos. Time: 6 p.m. on Friday, 11 a.m. on Saturday, 9 a.m. on Sunday. Come and learn how to emerge a financial giant in the new age. Powered by Fairhaven's Christian Center.
Welcome back. I'm now being joined by Aruna Kebira. Aruna, you are welcome.
Thank you for having me
right.
Once again.
We go straight to business. In the course of the of last week, it was reported that there is this synergy, as I can put it, between SUA and Julius Berger. How? SUA secured 15.5 billion naira loan from a consortium of banks purely for road projects. According to the report, the loan was secured for the importation and supply of 33 trucks and equipment to be deployed for the construction of the roads being handled by Julius Berger. According to the report, 16 trucks already handed over to Julius Berger. Now, why, when I joined this market close to 30 years ago, SCOA, CFAO, were some of those companies that were actually ruling and dictating performances on the Nigerian stock exchange then. But over the years, that was not what we saw, right? What really has happened to SUA over the ages, if you know?
No, I think what happened is the economy and the world is in a state of a flux. There is a technological change, and if you don't key in, it's either you key in, it's either you bend or you break. If you don't key in, you'll be left behind. And if you look at the quality of results that have been released by SUA over the time, has actually not been encouraging. And look at their record, that covered that for a very long time they've not declared dividend, which is what the market is actually waiting for. If you see their quarter two 2022, their turnover declined by 66.15%. The only thing that they made the better loss from 0.06 kobo to 0.02 kobo. I think that is not what the market will reward. That you know that the more result you release to the market as you are going, that the market will price you. I think that's why the market has actually been priced.
So with this kind of synergy and this kind of volume of business, are we expecting a resurgence in SUA? But I want to believe, just my thinking, that maybe, just maybe, some of the challenges this kind of organization, SUA, must have faced over the years was that, you know, in the 80s and 90s, there were not many Tucumbo cars on the roads of Nigeria. Everybody was buying brand new vehicles.
Yes, exactly.
And that gave a lot of opportunity to this kind of institutions. But over the years, there are more Tucumbo vehicles on the road than new ones. And over the years, some other organizations too had evolved and developed, like Elizade Group and some other groups, to compete with these institutions. But that being said, that's my thinking, that's my reasoning anyway. But are we now expecting a resurgence in the life cycle, in the performance, in the operation of a company like this?
I should be made to believe that, but the only thing is that they should not stop at this, because this is a contract that they have entered into. They've entered a job partnership with Julius Berger. After this, what next?
For Julius Berger, we are always seeing them on the road to Ibadan, across the country. They are always on one project or the other. They are never short of project. But why is it that there is this low yield to investors?
I think what actually happened to them in 2019 was because of the shutdown.
It's actually 2020.
2020. I think that it took a big toll on them. But if you look at their release quarter 2022, it was a big boost from one kobo of 2020 to 3 naira one kobo. If you convert it, that is almost 30,000% growth. I think maybe by the time we begin to go forward, we can see a better performance from Julius Berger.
All right. We come to Access Bank. Again, we will not stop talking about this organization. For as long as the bank continues to perform, we'll continue to talk about Access Bank. Access Bank successfully, you know, last week we were talking about the proposition, how they were approaching the global market for unsecured note. But now, In just one week, it was oversubscribed. As we speak now, Access Bank has reported that it has been able to raise $500 million. $500 million Eurobond, all right? With record oversubscription. In other words, there is no institution in Nigeria that had recorded this kind of performance. This is the largest order book ever for a Nigerian bank Eurobond transaction. That is one. It is listed already on the main market of the London Stock Exchange. Again, it matures in 2026. It was issued with a yield and a coupon of 6.12%, payable semi-annually in arrears. So what are the advantages of foreign currency denominated loan, Aruna, particularly in an inconsistent exchange rate environment like Nigeria?
I think that borrowing in foreign currency may cost less than borrowing in the domestic currency. Issuing the euro market may be more economical than domestic currency, as it helps to circumvent with today taxes and capital controls imposed by the local government.
What about exchange rate?
That is when when they are repatriated the loan, that is to the advantage. Because if they have to swap the pound into naira, that is only when they are paid back that the exchange rate will come into force. That is when the exchange rate might move against them.
And if you look at $500 million converted, I don't know, maybe at an official exchange rate, how much do you think that will come to?
I think the my calculator will tell you should wait first. Let's calculate.
All right. With this, that your calculator must be very funny, telling you to wait first. All right. Now, talking about this kind of performance for Access Bank, what would be your advice to existing investors?
You see, I won't say that we have actually overhyped Access. What I should say, like, figures don't have emotion, figures don't lie. This news are verifiable. We are seeing the obvious. And what it just says is that We know that when the market is bad, all stocks become bad. When the market is good, they affect all stocks. By the time the market is good, I think we will see better access than what we are seeing on the floor. I can't see access to the less than 10 era when the market become good.
Hmm. All right, we leave access. CBN retains NPR at their MPC meeting this past weekend. NPR at 11.5% to, and they're also to launch 15 trillion naira infrastructure fund in October, just this next month. Now, talking about the retention of rates, cash reserve ratio is retained at 27.5%. Liquidity ratio is retained at 30%. You are an economist. Before you became a chartered stockbroker, what is cash reserve ratio?
You know, the business of a commercial bank is buying and selling of deposits. What the CBN is just trying to do there, for every 100 naira that you have received as deposit, 27 naira 50 kobo should be kept either in your vault or with the central bank as reserved. I think it's part of contractionary economic policy to make sure that volume of money doesn't go back to the economy just like that.
And what is liquidity ratio?
Liquidity ratio, no, in the simple term, liquidity ratio in accounting is just the current asset over current liability. That is, by how much is your current asset, when converted, can pay up your liability. So for the bank, it's like 30%. What the CBN is telling the bank is that at every particular point in time, you should be have as three times as much as your liability. In case anybody want to you want to, you know, pay your liability, you must be able to have three times as much as your liability. It's just to make sure that the banks are solvent.
How do this affect the stock market, particularly the retention
the,
of it?
The only thing that it will do is that those funds are not investable. They are not pushed into the system. They are not there for borrowing. And like we always say that in our local term, we believe that in aggregate savings is equal to aggregate investment that will trickle down. The money will not be available. So it can actually lead to contraction in the liquidity.
Mm. And if there is contraction in liquidity, well, how will the prices of equity respond to that?
You know, if there's no demand, and when there is no demand, prices will fall.
Perhaps this might be responsible for the kind of maybe a little bit of lull we are experiencing.
Why I may not actually likely say it is because this liquidity ratio did not just start yesterday. It has been, and we have seen the market going up and down.
Maybe that has been the major reason why we have not seen consistency in market growth.
I think what the CBN is actually driving us to rejig the economy, that is why you say that they actually have not tampered with the rate, is that they are trying to actually monitor by how much it has gone. I don't think they are there yet.
15 trillion naira coming to the economy via infrastructure fund in October by the central bank.
It's supposed to be government spending, which actually that is supposed to boost employment, because the more such volume of money is pushed through the system, people have to make it work, then there will be employment.
I'm going to be talking about, I'm going to be reminding you of the Youth in Leadership and Exploit program. This Friday, I need to also tell you that Arena is going to be there. We'll just create a little bit of time so that we'll talk about about stocks, right? Diolu Akinyemi is going to be there. He's going to also be talking a little bit on cryptocurrency, but much more is going to also be.
Fair Havens Christian Center presents Youth in Leadership and Exploit Conference 2021. Theme: Emerging a Leader and Financial Giant. Speakers include Vincent Arifalo, Olumide Adeleye, Adeolu Akinyemi, Adedeji Ajadi. Date: Friday 24th to Sunday 26th September 2021. Venue: Chapel of Impartation, Fairhaven's Christian Center, 95 Ibaja Road, Sofunde Bus Stop, Okekoto, Agege, Lagos. Time, 6 p.m. on Friday, 11 a.m. on Saturday, 9 a.m. on Sunday. Come and learn how to emerge a financial giant in the new age. Powered by Fairhaven's Christian Center.